Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, I just want to say happy Valentine's Day. Have a wonderful day. And if you're taking your loved one out to play a round of golf, take them shopping for a new outfit first. Okay, everybody, you know, when you feel good, you play good. On Oahu, that's going to be a challenge, though, and Kauai and Maui and the Big Island, because we've got a high wind warning up Kaukonahua Road is closed, a tree down at Thompson Corner. Kunia Road is closed in both directions between Kunia Drive and Anonui. Utility poles are down and or damaged. A Kawailoa Road between Kailua Beach and Buzz's Steakhouse on the windward side, it's closed. Utility poles are down there. That high wind warning definitely hitting all of the islands hard. In fact, Olomana Golf Course, they're reporting hurricane force winds on Oahu's windward side. Olomana is closed today. So if you're going to play, definitely club up, grip down, widen your stance, and shorten your swing. We'll be back with Golf Channel senior writer and sometimes co-host of the Morning Drive Show on Golf Channel, Rex Hart. Will be with us, Rex Hoggard, right after this, after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, or store, townhouse, customer, single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. Call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. And Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. Systems that can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company.
These 40-mile-an-hour winds are coming out of the south, and that's really tough on the trees because they're accustomed to be blown in certain directions. If you change the directions, they're weaker and they snap easier. We heard from Poipu Bay Golf Course that some palm trees are actually affected by these Kona winds and could be coming down too. That's very unusual. That's at Poipu Bay, where, of course, they're playing golf today. There's a 9:10, a 10:30, an 11:20. And there's, of course, the 40% off table for men's and women. There's shirts and all kinds of goodies. See, you go get them an outfit first and then take them to play golf. And the BYU college team is going to go tee it up. May you hit the sweet spot every time at Poipu Bay Golf Course. And now we're bringing into the clubhouse Rex Hoggard. Rex, you want to get in out of the wind and into the shelter of the clubhouse right now. Good afternoon to you. Rex isn't there yet for us. Okay, we're going to have to make a phone call, see if we can't get Rex onto the line. But we've got so much to talk about today. There's, you know, it seems like every day there's a new news item. And if we could get him right away, that would be very, very helpful. Thank you. Okay, in action this week, we've got the European Tour, where watching Angel Jimenez, is amazing. And the PGA Tour is in action today, and Brant Snedeker is amazing. He hit, I think, all of his greens are 17 out of 18 greens. If he keeps playing like this, we've definitely got some competition for our number one golfer in the world. And we've also got on the Champions Tour some great play going on. The LPGA and the Web.com tour is taking the week off. Wednesday, we're going to find out who is going to be the Ryder Cup captain. Will it be Miguel Angel Jimenez or will it be Darren Clark? Well, if it's Clark, of course, Jimenez will probably just play his way onto the team. That's the good part. So we're just checking it out. Well, I don't know. Who do you think? Miguel Angel Jimenez, the most interesting man in golf, but there's something about him. He's an easy man to follow. He's kind of like Freddie Couples. There's sort of that Freddie Couples about Miguel Angel Jimenez. But then so is Darren Clark. Darren Clark is laid back, probably, you know, just freaked everyone out when he was drinking out of the claret jug when he won the Open at that very unusual age. So, you know, it's just going to be fun to see. That's going to be on Wednesday. I think the European Tour has it absolutely down. They're not waiting until, you know, a few months, it seems, before the Ryder Cup, a year before. They're going for it now. They're getting everything in place now. And I don't know why we don't follow the way they've been doing it for, you know, it just seems like that would be the best course of action for them to just do it that way. Absolutely. So we're going to be talking with Rex Hoggart in just a few minutes. But I would also like to point out a couple of things that you may not know if you're playing around today. As your eyes age, so does your ability to read the greens. Even if you've got 20/20 vision, and you've always had 20/20 vision, isn't that a happy thought? And passing this week, of course, Billy Casper died, and they laid to rest Charlie Sifford yesterday. And just two nights ago, Rhonda Glenn of the USGA, one of the first women to talk golf during live televised golf tournaments. She played in USGA tournament events as a junior golfer, and she worked for the USGA in the media room until her retirement. She was a writer. She was wonderful. She'll be terribly missed. And she was working on a project with Nancy Lopez on Nancy's biography. The publisher, for some reason, suddenly scrapped the project, but I hope that gets turned around. I hope that Rhonda Glenn's book is published. She died Thursday night of pancreatic cancer. That's such a terrible cancer because you don't find out about it until it's too late. And we are ready to go with, Rex Hoggart. Come on in to the clubhouse, Rex.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I'm excellent, sir. It's really windy. I don't know if you missed the opening. We've got like hurricane force winds over at Olomana. They've closed the course down. There's a high wind warning across the entire state. I'd love it right now if like the Sony Open were happening or the Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
I don't think the players would like that. But
I don't either.
Nice to watch them.
But it would be sort of like watching their balls would behave sort of like Tiger Woods' balls behaved when he was trying to play his short game. When we're watching a Torrey Pines. I mean, yes?
It wasn't pretty at Torrey Pines, absolutely not. And this goes back a couple of weeks. It wasn't pretty at Phoenix, and even back to last year when he came back at his event here in Orlando. It's something that clearly he feels he needs to work on. It's clearly not up to his standards, let alone what we expect out of him, but he's not happy with it.
No, absolutely not. And I think, okay, let me ask you, mental or physical? What's causing it?
You know what? I think the physical led into the mental. I know that's not answering your question. I apologize. But it was funny. I was talking with last week at Torrey Pines before he withdrew. I was talking with a lot of people. And a sports psychologist sort of explains confidence to me like this, that you can't have confidence without seeing the results. Therefore, it's a chicken or an egg conversation. You know, you need the results before you can have the confidence. And in Tiger's case, the ball, typically in the short game, it's not doing what he expects it to do. Therefore, as he continues to try to play his way out of this, I think the more and more he's hitting these horrible chip shots that we're not accustomed to seeing, you know, a professional hit, let alone Tiger Woods, it just continues to chip away at his confidence. So I think it's a little bit of both. He's stuck in between techniques right now, as he has said in the past, and I don't think there's any doubt that that's eating away at his confidence.
I totally understand. Now, what I found funny, though, is when there was something that he said at the very beginning during the pre-tournament news conferences. He said, I've been hitting thousands of balls And there was just something I said, I don't believe you. Now, I'm not a Tiger hater. And I respect the fact that when he doesn't want to talk about his game to the media, that's his prerogative. Why would you want to dwell on something or talk to people that kind of ingrains that negativity in your mind? So you just want to just move on, go work on the range. But Tiger's always asked to talk about it. I don't think he's been practicing. I really don't think he's been working on his game. And didn't in his statement when he said this week that he's got to chill out, kind of take a step back, it's hard for him, and this is where I'm going, it's hard for me to share time with the people I love and practicing the game. Was that part of his statement?
It was, yeah, and I think that's telling. I mean, clearly he's at a point in his life right now where there's children involved. There's his girlfriend, Lindsey Vonn, who he wants to spend a lot of time with, and he seems to be spending a lot of time with her on the road at her championships. And so, yeah, he's getting pulled in a lot of different directions, and I think this kind of goes back to the undertones of Tiger Woods throughout the years. All we would see was him show up and just be dominant. We assumed it was just natural that, you know, he was just blessed with this ability just to play the game better than anyone else. But fact of the matter is, to get to that point in any endeavor, and golf is no different, it takes a lot of singular focus. It takes a lot of work. Hank Haney talked about the hours and hours he would spend on the golf course getting ready for a season, getting ready for a major. And as you get older, that's harder to do. And there have been plenty of examples throughout history of guys who have found that balance. I think Jack Nicklaus is the best example. Steve Stricker, if you want a modern example. But for Tiger right now, I think it's difficult because he's done things a certain way his entire career, and now he has a lifestyle that doesn't exactly fit that MO.
Yeah, it's hard when you get older because part of the process of getting back from a back injury, from back operation, is you've been working on doing whatever it is you do with this pain, and you've been sort of protecting that part of your body that gives you pain by doing other movements so that you don't pull that pain out to fore. you protect it. You protect that. And I think after a while that becomes built into your mind. That's what I've got to do. And I think that part of us, as we're recovering, and I'm speaking from a person who has been through back surgery, who has been through the recovery process, that you just kind of, when you expect it, you've been doing it for so long, you start expecting that pain, and it's hard to not expect it, to not do those motions that protected you from feeling the pain. It's just, he's really got a lot of work to do. I really feel for him.
Well, and that's a great point. I mean, you're someone who has dealt with back injuries. I think you're probably as versed in all this as I am. I mean, when it comes to dealing with just how different you feel. I thought it was interesting last week speaking with Fred Couples, who walked the nine holes during his pro-am, and Freddie's had a long history of back issues, and they spent a lot of time talking about it, and Fred's comment to me was, look, anytime you come back from a back injury, things just feel differently, and I think in Tiger's case, that's certainly clear right now, that the swing doesn't feel the same, certainly the short game doesn't feel the same, and speaking with a lot of trainers this week, you know, after the announcement, I'm going to bore you to death, but it's all about the kinetic chain. And you can probably tie all of these injuries together. That, look, it started as a knee problem back in 2008 and worked its way into his Achilles and his neck, and it finally manifested itself in the back. It's a pretty clear roadmap, though, how he ended up here.
Yeah. You were talking specifically with Mark Steinberg when I watched, because I always watch Golf Central and Morning Drive, but you were talking, understand, during Torrey Pines, Tiger was doing a lot of work before the tournament even started. Do you think that added to the problem?
It absolutely. And, you know, I had two separate people, not Mark, but I had two other separate sources who told me that Tiger spent a lot of time on Tuesday and Wednesday working off-site, you know, at another golf course in the San Diego area, specifically on a short game with Chris Como. I think on Wednesday afternoon, he even went to a golf course with Fred Couples. And he said it himself, you know, the only way to get out of this is to hit 1,000 balls, which that's the way he operates. And I think his record stands for itself. It's a pretty good way to operate. But when you're a 39-year-old who's less than a year removed from back surgery, I mean, I think doing this for a 29-year-old with a healthy back would be difficult on your body. And I'm sure it takes a toll. And I think what happened on Thursday at Torrey Pines with, you know, his back and his muscles locking up, it was very predictable, actually. I mean, there was a 2.5-hour fog delay. He had a very good warm-up. He was ready to go, and then he had to stand around for over an hour. And as he stood around, even though they had kind of held him in the spot, he just couldn't keep his back muscles activated. And eventually that worked its way into his lower back, and he started having problems, and clearly he had to withdraw. That's part of the recovery process. He's going to have to learn how to deal with delays and how to deal with cold weather and how to deal with this going forward, because that doesn't change. That's part of the job description.
It's really creepy when you feel the back spasms coming on, because you were in one position and ready to go, and then you're stopped, and everything just kind of freezes. And there, part of it is mental, because the mind was ready to go, got the body activated. I'm going. No, we're not going. And the body doesn't hear it as quickly as the mind. Then I like what Jaime Diaz said about the embarrassment that Tiger Woods hasn't really dealt with. He's been embarrassed about what he did in his relationship with his wife and many other women. And I also like what Frank Nobilo said, one of your commentators on Golf Channel. I really like what Frank says a lot of times. And after this, your final thoughts would be greatly appreciated. We have Dr. Joe Parent standing by to help us with our short game. Frank said that we, the media, the people watching golf, the people in the industry, we demand perfection from Tiger Woods. And because we're not getting perfection, we demand a pound of flesh. I thought that's so, it's so true.
Well, it's a great point. Mark made that clear to me when I spoke with him on Wednesday when the announcement came out that he clearly needs time to work on his game. He clearly isn't happy with where he is. And trying to play your way out of it and work your way out of it under the microscope that Tiger Woods is always going to be under. I mean, in a lot of ways, he's a victim of his own success. Not really conducive. And as Heine pointed out, you saw that last week at Torrey Pines. He was uncomfortable. Maybe he was a little even embarrassed. And so he's going to take this time. And you're absolutely right. And Frank was absolutely right. I think our expectations are so high of him that just lops on the pressure. And if you look at it from 30,000 feet, you'd have to say Tiger's making the right decision right now to stay at home. Let's figure this out. Let's work through these physical issues, mental issues, whatever the case may be. And then when I'm ready to go back out on the PGA Tour. Who knows when that's going to be, but it seems to me he's made the decision. He's going to stick with it.
Right on. Rex Hoggard, great talking with you. Thanks for checking in. We were talking about Torrey Pines coming up and what would happen with Tiger Woods. I don't think we expected this, did we?
I did not. I'm sure we're going to be talking in a few weeks, and we'll still not expect what happened. That's always the thing about covering Tiger Woods.
Thank you, Rex Hoggard. We'll talk soon.
See ya.
Aloha. And we'll be back right after this with Dr. Joe Parent and Zen Golf. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative! Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available Acura Link surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And it's a beautiful, very windy day. There is a high wind warning in effect. So remember, if you're going to go play a round of golf and you haven't played in the wind very often, you've got to club up, okay? Grip down and maybe even shorten, you know, widen your stance. Get ready for the howling winds. Olomana is closed. The winds there, hurricane force. Speaking of a force, Dr. Joe Parent, a PGA Tour instructor, keynote speaker, and best-selling author, Zen Golf, Mastering the Mental Game, which has sold 500,000 copies worldwide, one of Golf Digest magazine's top 10 mental game experts in the world. Dr. Joe has helped major champions Vijay Singh and Christy Kerr reach number one in the world rankings. He is the teacher for thousands of golfers, all levels, including mine, based at the Ojai Valley Inn and Spa Resort in Southern California. You can have lessons with him by phone or by Skype from anywhere in the world. And for more information, online instruction and long-distance lessons, just go to www.zengolf.com. Don't go away, because here he is, Dr. Joe Parent. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Danielle. Nice to be back on the show.
It's good to have you, sir. So you're focusing now on long-distance communication and lessons for people who are in Saudi Arabia or Norway or in Singapore. They can call in to Ojai and take a lesson with Dr. Joe.
I just did a Skype session with a young man in Australia who then went to China and qualified for the Asian tour there. And
wow.
And he took his computer out and set it up on the or iPad, I guess, set it up on the by the putting green, and we actually had a putting lesson halfway around the world. So it was it really is effective, and it gives me access to people all over the world and gives them access to me. They don't have to, although everyone's welcome to come to the beautiful Ojai Valley Inn, but it's a long trek for some people. So it's great. You know, it's the modern age. It's great to be able to do lessons long distance and be as effective as in person.
So with the computer, the whatever it is, I consider my smartphone a computer. It could probably have launched the space shuttle, you know? So you've got your iPad. iPad is on the green, and you are seeing the ball roll as he strikes his putt.
Yep, and you know, a lot of the mental it's good to be able to see that. A lot of the mental game work that we do, I also just do over the phone, because it's about how you're thinking about your game and about yourself, and it's really. Really a delight to work with people and see the breakthroughs and the changes in their in the way they feel about themselves and the way they feel about the game. I get a lot of feedback that, you know, I had one person say, I really appreciated the lessons in Zen Golf, and I think it's going to help my golf game too.
When you have someone call in for us during a session,
mm-hmm.
How do you start figuring out what that person's needs are?
Well, that's interesting. You know, in traditional psychology, they have those ink blots, you know, that are they're just random splashes of ink, and they say, "Tell me what you see," and what the person sees in it and how they describe it tells you about the person. So I just start with saying, "Tell me about your game," And if I have somebody who says, well, I'm struggling with this and I feel bad about that and I have this problem, then I know that what they're focusing on is the negative and what's missing, as opposed to picking out the good things that they do. So we try to flip that perspective. I never even talk about weaknesses. I talk about strengths and areas where there's room for improvement. Doesn't room for improvement sound better than weakness?
Absolutely.
So a lot of what I do has to do with language, and it doesn't take much to understand where someone's coming from and to help them change the language, which changes how they think about things and changes how they feel about things as well.
At what point do I contact Dr. Joe about my mental approach to putting or the game? Because you cover all facets of the game, right?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people say, well, you know, when I get my technical game and my physical game together, then I'll be ready to work on the mental game. And it's really the other way around. If you start working with your mental game, then it helps you make the changes that you need to and develop the skills that you need to in the technical and physical game, because you're doing it with the proper perspective. Learning becomes easier and performance becomes, you train yourself in the things you're trying to accomplish much more quickly if you start with the right mental game attitude. So that's what I would encourage people to do.
Yeah, it's like making a commitment to the game. You make a commitment to the game, I'm going to learn this game, so I'm going to get a good set of golf clubs and I'm going to have them fitted for me. And I'm not going to think about the cost, because if you start thinking about the cost, it's a sabotage.
I wouldn't even go there, because before even we talk about the equipment or anything else, it's your attitude about the game. If you go out there looking for trouble, you'll find it. If you focus on the places you're trying to avoid, you'll make bad swings. And if you have the attitude that you're not a good golfer when you start, you're not going to want to spend the money on the clubs. But if you change your attitude and say, you know, I have potential, then that's going to encourage you to do everything more to improve your game. So to start with, how about if we start with saying, you know what, I don't want to play this game if it isn't fun. So let's start with the mental game and the attitude and change your attitude and make it fun. You can have fun hitting shots whether you make bogeys or pars or birdies. It's still a wonderful game and a wonderful experience. And then once you start having fun, you know, this is, you've told me this is one of your favorite sayings that I have, and that is people think, if only I played better, I'd enjoy the game more. It actually goes the other way around. If you enjoyed the game more, you'd play better.
That's right. I mean... Well, I go out with the attitude of, I have not practiced. I haven't been on a golf course in a long time. So why would I?
Well, then have low expectations. Have low expectations and just go out to have fun. And often people play their best when they do that. When they put pressure on themselves, that's when they struggle. And, you know, I wanted to share something. You know, I saw in your notice the high wind warning out there. And I wanted to share something for all those players who are going out today and braving the wind. What often happens is you make adjustments for the wind before your swing and make a plan and take an extra club or, you know, decide to tee the ball lower. And then when you swing, you add another adjustment. So what I want to say is, once you've made the adjustment in your plan, go ahead and make an ordinary swing. And what the wind does to the ball, the wind does to the ball. But if you try too hard to compensate for it, you'll get out of your regular swing rhythm and you'll hit a poor shot. And your partner may say, as you top the ball and it rolls down the fairway, they may say, nice job keeping it out of the wind.
That was excellent advice and perfect. Okay. And your partner might get a little bit upset with you. So let's talk about controlling emotions during distress and success. Because, you know, sometimes if you get too happy over something, you know, that you sort of, everything, I don't know, it floods you. And you can't go forward with yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think the best thing to do is to get excited about the good shots that you hit. And I have a certain post-shot routine that I want people to do, and that is when they hit a really good shot, you know, often they say, oh, thank you. It's like grace landed on them. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where that came from, but I hope I get it again. Instead, I'd rather they think about what the keys were before that they had before they hit the shot. And there are always some. Maybe they had a good picture of the shot they wanted to hit, or they took a good deep breath and got really grounded. But what I want them to say is, I can always hit a shot like that when I do my preparation well. And then that reinforces their confidence. Now, it's nice to hear yourself say, I can always hit a shot like that. And that kind of self-compliment goes a long way. Then they'll take that confidence to the next shot. The reason they get so excited is because they think, wow, I don't know if that's ever going to happen again. Or they start playing well and they say, you know, I love this. Well, I was two under after four holes. I was two under after six holes. So I thought, well, let's see, two more under after the next six, and then two more after the next six, I'll shoot six under. They're already writing their score on the 18th hole, and they've only played six. So the whole key for managing the emotions is both for the past, let it go, for the future, reel yourself back in. Stay in the present moment. You know, it's cliche to say you only play one shot at a time, but it's cliche because it's true. So let's just say you play one hole at a time. So stay on the hole that you're playing and don't get ahead of yourself and don't bring the last hole along with you.
Excellent. Excellent. We're talking with Dr. Joe Parent, zengolf.com. Zengolf.com. And then at the top of the page, there's the main golf home products, lessons, videos, quote of the week about Dr. Joe and how to contact him. Now, let's go to lessons, instruction. There we go. And then we go to lessons and outings. And there's mm-hmm. the phone number for Dr. Joe Parent. You can also email him. So there's a link to email the Zen Golf office to schedule your lessons or to maybe purchase a gift certificate for somebody that you'd like to give. You can, you know, then all lessons are completely personalized. Let's talk a little bit about the videos that people can get from you, too.
Well, first of all, I want to encourage people with no obligation, and we don't use their emails for anything else. There's a golf ball on the homepage. You click on it, and you get a free quote of the week. And we don't bombard you with emails, so you just get one a week. And it's a pithy saying from Zen Golf or one of my other books that you can take with you to the course as a little reminder. The audio and video downloads are what I'm really proud of. We have my audio books and we have my videos, and you get them instantly. You then download them to your computer and then move them to your devices. So it's like a lesson on your phone or tablet or computer.
Yeah.
But thank you for promoting those, and I really love working with people, as we said, from all over the world. So go to Zen Golf and see what works for you, and that way, if you just want to try one of the videos or one of the audiobooks, it's not too expensive, and you can dip your toe in the water and see if it connects with you. And that's what I do. And you know, I often have a lot of parents who want their juniors to get the mental game because that gives them the competitive edge. And before I start a lesson with them, I suggest that they listen to or read Zen Golf, because if it connects with them, then we hit the deck running. And if it doesn't, then we save save them a lot of time and money. So that's what I would recommend. Get Zen Golf, read it, listen to it, and then if it connects with you, then connect with call the office or email the office, and we'll set up a Skype session.
It's perfect.
So we were going to talk about the short game. Do we have a couple of minutes?
Yes, and I was just wanting to also point out that you have a Facebook page. So Dr. Joe Parent, Zen Golf, has a Facebook page. Hawaii loves Facebook. And I looked at the Zen Golf Mastering the Mental Game you interviewed, or rather you were interviewed in the Washington Post about Tiger Woods taking a break from the PGA Tour events.
That's online at the Washington Post now, and comes out in the Sunday morning paper.
Yes. So I'm curious. You know, watching Tiger Woods' short game was like watching a friend of mine having a rough day trying to get to the green. Not from the tee. You know, I don't know very many people can go over 300 yards off the tee.
Right, right.
No, but it was that, yes.
It's that short game, and, you know, I watched, they had a clip with Billy Horschel actually standing, who was his playing partner at the Farmers. Billy standing with him on the range, and Tiger doing some short game drills, and Billy said unequivocally, he doesn't have the yips. He has some technique issues that he's trying to work through, and Billy said it happened to him. He was sculling shots for a while until, you know, sometimes you don't realize that, and one of the things, it could even be his setup, and there are things you don't realize, and you can't understand why you're hitting it the way you are, and then one thing clicks in, and you go, ah, that was it, I got it. Because, you know, for me, in the short game, if I make the mistake of my weight shifting back to my back foot, I'm right-handed, so it's my right foot, and away from the target, it's very easy for the club to come up into the ball and scull it. It's so important for most of your weight to be on your left side and to stay there through the swing, and then it's not hard for the club to get down and under the ball. So it can be as simple a thing as setup. And if you think about it, one of Tiger's new instructor, Tiger even talked about this, his new posture and swing plane that he has is much more upright with this guy. It's much less compact, which hopefully will be easier on his back as well. But when you're more upright, you don't have the same distance to the ball, and you're not used to that. And so really, for his short game, he's caught between setups, between swings, between posture. You know, he's kind of in no man's land. Now, he doesn't have the yips. If you watch the second hole out on his second day, he had a very difficult downhill chip to a downhill green, and he got into a beautiful stance, made a beautiful little stroke. The ball landed softly, trickled all the way down into the hole.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen when you have the yips.
Yeah.
So he's still totally capable of playing the shots. But the problem right now, as I see it, is he's so caught up in technique. All he talks about is technique, technique, technique. And when you're that concerned about technique, it becomes so prominent in your mind. You're thinking about swinging. You're not swinging. You're thinking about swinging. So your mind and your body aren't in sync. And if your mind is all caught up in thoughts about technique, you can't really hold an image of the shot you're trying to play. So your imagination, which was one of Tiger's greatest strengths, his imagination, doesn't really come into play. And your feel doesn't come into play. You become mechanical. You know, a robot doesn't have any feel. An artist has feel. And Tiger's looks like he's swinging more like a robot and less like the artist that he was, where the golf club was like a paintbrush and he was painting this beautiful picture and the ball followed the picture and went into the hole.
Tiger, play golf. Don't play golf swing.
That's what we talked about. That's right.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Dr. Joe Parent, for being on the show.
My pleasure, Danielle. We'll do it again soon.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And you can find Dr. Joe Parent and Zen Golf at zengolf.com. And then there's this cool free Zen Golf quote of the week. Click on that, okay? And you'll get from Dr. Joe, take the time to appreciate a good shot as it flies to the target and settles down just where you planned. This will imprint a positive image in your mind and build confidence. After a round, spend a few minutes reviewing the good decisions and shots you made. That's one of the free Zen Golf quotes of the week. And then you can go down a little bit further and you see, click here to our audio and video download special. Dr. Joe Parent, you'll enjoy. We're going to come back and talk with Dave Shedlovsky. He is the senior writer for Golf Digest and Golf World, and we'll talk golf some more because that's what we do. there is a high wind warning in effect. So if you haven't battened down the hatches yet, do take the stuff off the lanai that could fly about. Olomana Golf Course is closed because they're reporting hurricane-force winds on the windward side. 40-mile-an-hour winds were blowing at Poipu, and yet the folks are going out to play like BYU college team, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. And at Royal Hawaiian Country Club, where it's blowing too, they're still taking tee times, and there's an 11:30 if you'd like to go out and play your very windy game. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We're in the clubhouse, and we're talking with Dave Shedlovsky, Golf World Magazine contributor, author, editor. He is the author of Golden Twilight with Arnold Palmer. He authored this Golden Twilight about Jack Nicklaus. He has also done the 111th U.S. Open official annual Congressional Country Club in 2011, of course, among many other official magazines or hardcover books for events. Plus, something that I've got to get this because on a day like this when all people are staying indoors, it'd be so much fun to do this. Obsessed with Golf, Test Your Knowledge on and Off the Links, 2,500 questions for one or two players. I would hope that we could make it even more than that. Everybody can change things up. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thanks, Danielle. How are you?
Oh, we're doing pretty good over here. We're just kind of keeping the windows closed. You know, in Hawaii, everything's kind of built single wall construction. So if all those walls aren't very carefully put together, the wind finds its way through those.
You're having high winds today?
High wind warning in effect, yes.
High wind warning. I'll take that. We've got high snow warning in Ohio. So.
You're in Ohio?
I am right now. And the Florida here soon.
Yeah, back to Florida. What's your next stop?
I got 1 week off, and then I'm heading to the Honda Classic, where I doubt we'll see Tiger, but we'll see Rory. How's that?
Exactly. Rory will be back. How about Brant Snedeker this week over at AT&T Pebble Beach? This is fantastic.
It is, and it's sort of overdue when you think about the kind of game he has, especially the short game.
He has a fantastic short game.
Yeah, he does.
And he's like the guy that you'd want to have putting on your Ryder Cup team, right?
Well, you know, that was sort of the plan when Watson was hinting at taking him was you'd want a putter like Brant Snedeker, and kind of weird that he didn't take him.
I thought so, too. I thought there were a lot of things. But, you know, I scratched my head and went, okay, let's move along. I like the fact that the European Tour is choosing their Ryder Cup captain on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's going to come down to the wire, and it's going to be interesting to see whether Darren Clark's history with the Ryder Cup or Miguel Jimenez's recent play end up being the sort of the determining factor. Because if you look at what Jimenez has been doing, and he's very current now with the guys that are out there because he's playing so well. But Clark has also, of course, had a great great Ryder Cup career. And wouldn't be surprised to go either way.
No. That's the thing. They're both laid back. They both have the same sort of style about them. You know,
they do.
The most interesting man. Yeah, exactly. So, and then I thought to myself, as I said this at the beginning of the show, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it does, but Darren Clark was very open about it. He said, you know, by Wednesday, all of this speculation will be over, and one of us will be captain, and then we can move along, and whoever is chosen is going to do a great job. It was so non-animus, you know, just very team. They just seem to have that team thing.
It wouldn't be surprising, too, if the gentleman that wasn't picked still was on the team as an assistant captain. So that's another part of what they do is they have a lot of guys that are all sort of on the same page and have participated in multiple Ryder Cups and so forth. I think that's what the U.S. is looking for with this task force is to sort of put pen to paper and come up with a similar system. The funny thing is that we have to do it, you know, sort of formally and officially and through some task force, and they just do it naturally.
Yes. I think part of that is one of our biggest issues when we go and play, because it's formulaic. This is the rule. This is how we're doing it. This is page 4. It says we're going to do it this way. And that's not golf. You know, I mean, yes, there's the rules of golf, but you don't play golf like that. You play there's just an osmosis. Everybody gets in and they get into the mood, and it just builds upon that feeling of playing together as a team. And I hope we get there, because it would really be great to see the U.S. team show what it can do, because these guys are great. They're great performers. They're great athletes, and they can do it. Let me ask you something. The reason I brought up your book, the very first, you know, Golden Twilight. Are we seeing the, you know, I don't know, what is it? What would we call Golden Twilight, Golden Bear, Golden Twilight? Tiger Woods. How is this the twilight of his career?
Well, I think that's a question everybody's asking themselves right now about Tiger. And, I have a strange feeling, no, not quite yet. I just have the sense that he'll figure some of this stuff out if he wants to, I guess. You know, that is a question that only he can answer right now, and I think there is a question about that as well, is does he have the desire that he once had, and does he have that that focus? And you know, if he doesn't, then we very well could see the end of Tiger's reign here. I just have the sense that he'll have one more burst of something. It may even be one more major championship, but it's certainly not going to happen the way he's playing right now, with the chipping problems that he has, with the swing problems that he has, and clearly he's not thinking very well either. So, I mean, there's really nothing that's going well for him. And, I mean, let's face it, the way he looks right now, you can honestly make the argument that the 1,000th ranked golfer in the world probably plays better than Tiger Woods right now, fundamentally. I mean, I just think that that's true. I think, you know, if you took the number 1,000 golfer in the world, he probably chips better than Tiger. He probably putts better than Tiger. He probably drives it better than Tiger. So just because he's not out on a major tour, number 1,000 doesn't mean anything. I think that's how badly Tiger has been playing, is that, you know, we don't have a reference point for what he has been. I think the reference point is somewhere farther down the line in terms of guys we don't even know, who are, of course, very good players. Number 1,000 in the world is still an excellent golfer. Don't get me wrong.
That's right. He's 1,000 in the world.
Right.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Hey. But there's something, Jaime Diaz was on Golf Channel, you know, talking about Tiger, when Tiger said, hey, I'm stepping back. When I'm tournament ready, I'll come back. I love to play the Honda, but if I'm not tournament ready, I won't be back. I'll be back when I'm feel I can play this game at the level I need to play it at, you know. And who wants to be embarrassed again? I can only imagine him, how embarrassed he must have been, because the guy's got feelings. We all do. He's human.
Right.
I can't help but wonder that as he gets closer with his girlfriend, this very strong athlete who is on par with him, if not even better than him athletically,
mm-hmm.
That he is starting to realize what he did in a former lifetime. It's, you know how we change as human beings in our lifetime? we grow, we mature, and then we look back and we go, yeah, what was that decision? Boy, I was weird when I did that. And I can only imagine that when he truly has this relationship with this with a woman that and respects her, as I'm sure he thought he did with his wife, things must be coming up for him about that too. And Jaime brought that up, that he hasn't really addressed it internally.
Well, perhaps. I couldn't possibly answer the question of what's inside his mind, because, I mean, let's face it, when he was winning all those tournaments, nobody could understand what was in his mind either. He certainly shows signs that he has more interest in what's going on with Lindsey Vonn and her skiing than he does in his own golf game. And we know that he's, you know, definitely taken interest in what his children are doing. Now, Jack Nicklaus seemed to balance all those things out and win 18 major championships, perhaps because Tiger is not really used to this and isn't really used to thinking of anybody but himself, which I think he's also proven to do over the course of his career. And he's now starting to think of other people that he's sort of in, you know, alien territory in terms of how he sort of matches that up with what he wants to do with his golf. Now, I was just happened to be reading something very recently about Arnold Palmer back in 1972. He was struggling a little bit. And of course, we know he was still a viable competitor. He almost won the 1973 U.S. Open at Oakmont. That Johnny Miller, of course, won with the final round 63 and so forth. But I read this passage from an interview in 1972 that he said he wasn't going to play until he's satisfied with his game and that it's good enough to compete. And he said, quote, "That may cause me to miss a few tournaments, but that's better than going out there and building up frustration." And isn't that pretty much where Tiger is right now, that he doesn't want to go out on the golf course in a tournament setting and build up more and more frustration? One of the greatest of all time, Arnold Palmer, stepped back in 72, and he had a very good 1973 season. So, I mean, I think all golfers, to some extent, have their ebbs and flows, and it just depends on, you know, how big are the ebbs and how big are the flows. And Tiger's ebb right now is just astoundingly immense. It's really uncharted territory for somebody of his caliber of player. But will it come back? I think it could.
I'm of the same. Yeah, I agree. Because we wrote him off once before in 2012, I think it was. Everyone said, you know, that it's over. Not maybe as quite as vocally as people are wanting to say it now, but then he came back and won five events, you know?
Right, and you even wonder, where is that player from just 2 years ago that won five events? I mean, it can't just be the back injury that has created all these problems and the mental, you know, gap that we're seeing in his thought process, his strategy, his ability to see shots and so forth. I just wonder if there's something else that has occurred that is, you know, really taking up more of his time or you know, is there another injury or is there another problem in his life or something? I'm not speculating that there are anything's like bad, but just, you know, things that are just taking up his focus.
Yeah, and it may be just trying to figure out how to put everything into its right box. Okay,
could
I'm
be.
Gonna spend this with the kids. I'm going to be this.
That's right.
Know, figuring out the schedule. We do it every day with the kids. I got to get them to the soccer. You know, I got to get them to. Okay, she's got ballet. He's got flute. You know, who knows?
Right. Exactly.
All that stuff that goes on. Are you working on a book right now?
I'm working on several, actually. One that I just found out that I'll be doing is the centennial celebration book for Scioto Country Club here in Columbus, Ohio, which, of course, is the boyhood home of Jack Nicklaus. And so that's an interesting project. There'll be the club was founded in 1916. Next year will be their 100th anniversary. And they're also hosting the U.S. Senior Open next year in celebration of that as well. So we're helping them put together a celebration book about 100 years. Of course, Scioto's one of only two clubs to host five significant events, being the U.S. Open, the PGA Championship, the Ryder Cup, the U.S. Amateur, and the U.S. Senior Open. So people probably don't know. They know Muirfield Village more now because of that, you know, being Jack Nicklaus's home now and the Memorial Tournament. But before that, there was Scioto. Jack grew up there. Bobby Jones won the U.S. Open there in 1926. It's a tremendous club, and I'm very excited and honored to be a part of a really cool project.
Awesome. I'll have to keep knocking on your door Is there another book coming up?
That's right. And, of course, every year now we do, you mentioned the 2011 U.S. Open book. We've been doing the U.S. Open book for about 6 years now. We, of course, last year combined both the men's and women's championships into one book for the first time because they were both at Pinehurst number two. So we did a combined U.S. Open, U.S. Women's Open book, which it ended up being a tremendous project with Michelle Wee winning her first major championship and Martin Keimer having really a record kind of performance at Pinehurst. And as it happens, we're reprising that. And from here on out, it will no longer be the U.S. Open book. It'll be the U.S. Open and U.S. Women's Open book. So we're excited about that as well every year from here on out. You can.
I'm sure I hear people saying, where can I get those? Where can we get those?
You know, you have to know the right people because they're not really on sale. They're pretty much basically keepsakes that are published for the USGA by the joint venture of Rolex and IMG here in Ohio, Cleveland. But they could contact the USGA, and I'm sure that they do have quite a few copies. And I think if they wrote a letter to Pete Kowalski or somebody at the USGA, they could probably get themselves a copy.
That'd be fabulous. Oh, that's great. Thank you for that insight. And thank you for being on the show. It's great talking with you, Dave.
I wish
we could send some of our warm weather and turn your snow into a pool.
Well, I'll tell you what. You mentioned those high winds. I think you already sent them here. We are in now blizzard-like conditions. Very high winds, some snow. This is it's a good day to be inside talking to you. How's that?
Thank you, Dave. Stay safe.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Craig Foster. We're continuing our short game series about how to get dynamic alignment. Dine align. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back in. This is a beautiful, windy day, a good day to remember that, you know, gee, maybe your electricity may go out. Just be prepared for that possibility, all right? And you definitely want to keep all the things that could blow off Bill and I or around, you know, the house. You want to make sure that that's going to not happen because the winds are strong, so strong they closed Olamana Golf Course today because the winds felt, they were reporting hurricane force winds, 40 mile an hour winds at Poipu. A lot of folks are still playing, you know, course. You know, when it's raining, they call us ducks. What do they call us when it's windy and we still go play golf? Crazy. That's what they call us. Seriously, what are those crazy people doing over there? If you want to play, there's a tee time at Makaha East is 11:23. Wailea has a 9:20 and a 10:41. Everybody says it's very windy. Very windy on Oahu, very windy on Maui, and it's very windy on Kauai. So just everybody be safe. On the Big Island, it's very windy, too. Now, let's get straight to Dine a Line. Welcome back into the clubhouse, Craig Foster.
Good morning, Danielle. It's great to speak with you again.
Good morning. You know, the founder of Dine a Line, a pre-shot alignment technique that can help you square the club face that impact whether you're putting, chipping, or full shot. You can find Craig Foster at dinealign.com or at secretinthedirt.com. Secretinthedirt.com is something that Steve Elkington, champion, who is on the Champions Tour now, created. And Steve follows Craig Foster's. How did you develop this? You came up with this process of getting the mechanics of the body, the bones of the body, to get into the position that you want to be in to take that alignment. That's kind of like your pre-shot alignment routine.
Yes, and you know it developed because in my younger years I had yips. And not unlike a lot of people when they're having problems with golf, they're trying to figure out something. And it was something that Carsten Solheim got started on. You know, he had problems putting, so he tried to figure out something to make putting better. And we all know what developed out of Carsten's problems. And Carsten actually helped me in years ago get a patent for a short game trainer that I developed. And so that's what it developed. Dine a Line developed out of a cure for the yips, and it touched on something that Rex Hoggard mentioned earlier, and Dr. Joe also in the setup. But Rex mentioned the kinetic chain. What we have a lot of movable parts in the wrists, elbows, and shoulder joints, and so when we're going to put those in motion, if we don't prepare those, they can go a lot of different ways. You know, you have your wrists are kind of like little gimbal joints, and they can just spin around. And when you connect them with the putter, if you don't prepare them for motion, they can go a lot of ways and throw your putter offline. So what DynaLine does, it's dynamic pre-shot alignment, and it uses dynamic motion. We add a little bit of torque to the system, to these joints in the elbows, wrists, and shoulders, so that we get a more predictable arc putting stroke. It's similar to aiming a bow and arrow. And you know, when you aim the bow and the arrow, you don't make your final alignment until you stretch the bow and add some force to the system. If you just aim the arrow without pulling back the string, then when you pull back the string, there's all this force added to the system that can throw your alignment off. So that's what we do in Dine a Line. We put a little bit of torque into the system to prepare those joints to move in a real predictable way. And it works. You know, I had yips when I was younger, and now I can putt upside down, left-handed. I like putting with the wedge. A lot of times you have to putt with a wedge through the frog hair or something. And Dine a Line prepares you to do all that. And one thing you mentioned about squaring the club face. Now, squaring the club face is not something in the full swing. It's a little different because now that we've had TrackMan and we know what the ball flight laws are, you're controlling the club face in relation to the swing path. And it's not necessarily the target line. So that's something that has to be cleared up. But in putting and chipping, we are squaring up the club face to the target line. So without doing this preparation, you can't really aim your putter effectively. When you put it down on the line with all these movable parts, it's difficult to expect that you're going to be in that position at impact.
Now, when you talk about the aid, you developed an aid to help you with this.
Well, that was separate. Now, that was a distance controller. It's called the Right Touch. It's a golf ball that fits onto the handle of the putter, and you hold it in your hand, and it's a kinesthetic trainer for distance control. You know, when you play catch with someone and toss a ball back and forth, you've got the ball in your hand, and you sense that mass. Your neurosensory system senses that mass, and that's helpful in determining how much force you're going to put into the stroke. So this is more for force regulation through the stroke. And DynaLine prepares you to make that motion, and then the trainer helps you sense how much force you want to put into the stroke. They're two separate things.
Okay, no, but it's important because, you know, it's what you're talking about, a technique that's not talked about often. And, you know, it's hard, as you mentioned, it's hard to get something new introduced into that may go against traditional or conventional wisdom.
Yes,
into
very
mainstream.
Difficult. You know, in fact, now the conventional wisdom is now to take the hands out of the putting stroke. You hear that all the time. Well, that makes about as much sense as taking the GPS out of your smartphone. You know, your hands are the most sensitive, and your dominant hand is the most sensitive part of your body for force control regulation. And in putting, that's distance, putting and chipping, it's distance control. So DynaLine allows you to use your dominant hand without throwing the stroke offline. You know, if you don't do dynamic alignment, if you start getting your hands involved, you're going to throw the stroke, your alignment off. And so that's why people don't want to put the hands in the stroke because they're afraid to throw the stroke offline. But once you go through DynaLine, you really lock things down. I mean, it's not locked down to a hard end range. We go to a soft end range on this range of motion in our joints so that then we can add force and apply force to the stroke and not worry about it going offline. So the big advantage of that is when you're in your putting stroke, you don't have to think as much about your alignment. You can trust your alignment. Your stroke is really on a track. So you can focus on distance control. Because if you're putting and you're trying to think of your alignment and your distance control at the same time, that's two things, and your mind can really get confused quickly.
DynaLine stands for dynamic.
Yes, dynamic pre-shot alignment, DynaLine. And, you know, it goes back, it's related back to the waggle. You know, the waggle has been used years and years ago, and it was very prevalent. And now you don't see waggling very much. And, you know, you see Jason Duffner as a waggler. But I'm taking it even farther than that and saying this pre-shot routine in putting, it's not like a waggle, like you're waving the club over the ball, but it is that pre-shot motion to prepare. You know, what you see on tours nowadays, players will come up and they'll use their trail hand. They'll put the putter down meticulously on the line, and they'll step in and grip it. Well, they haven't really put enough torque into the system to stabilize the system, so they're putting from an unstable position.
Okay, I want to quote something from Ben Hogan. When you see a fine player making little individual movements of his feet or his knees or his shoulders as he settles into his stance, do not mistake these for empty gestures of nervousness. And they're not movements either that precede his arrival at a static, fixed position. What he's actually trying to do is to feel that everything he will be calling on in his swing is in balance and poised for action. That quote from Ben Hogan is at DynaLine.com. I think that's such a great quote because it really talks about getting everything, you know, from the skeletal system all the way in into the position so that when you call upon the forces that you need, they're ready. But what I can't find is... Craig, is a place where I can learn how to do this. Where do I find the place where I can learn what you're trying to teach me?
Well, on my webpage or our website, there's a page there that has a video subscription, and for a month, it's a $10 fee, and there are several videos that you can watch that show in slow motion. It's from the player's view. It's just you're looking right down at your putter. I show you exactly all the steps to go through to learn this for putting, and there's also a chipping video on there. So it's uh, on the page it says Steve Dineline in action. You can, there's video, there's a free video. You can watch Steve Elkington using this in a, it was a PGA Tour in a charity event, which he won, and you can watch him doing it there. But then on this subscription page, you can really get into the detail. And I'm in the process of building a new studio here. And like Dr. Joe, I'm going to have, I will have Skype lessons available coming up in the spring. Absolutely. And I hate to see people suffer, especially on the greens. And this is not just club players. This is tournament players too. They're not taking full advantage of the stability that they could be gaining. And this is very low maintenance. It takes a little time to learn this, but it's like anything else. You have to get in your reps. Then it becomes second nature, and you think nothing about mechanics. You're just playing the game. So
now, so I found it. It's the Dine Align Golf, D-Y-N-A-L-I-G-N Golf, DineAlignGolf.com. And you go down right below where it says no training aids required. There is a little new, and it's in red, and you click on that. Is that Steve Elkington I'm looking at in one picture?
Yes, yes, he is. Okay. There's a picture of Elk there on the page there. You can just see in that picture the dynamic. Even in a still picture, you can just see how well his dynamic motion is supported in his putting stroke.
Yeah, okay. So when then you click on the new there, and you find, well, I've gotten out of it for some reason. Yeah, my computer's been doing crazy things. But that's where you see the videos, where you can, $10, do you have a free 30-day trial period first?
I've got a lot of free videos in Secret in the Dirt, in the video vault in secretinthedirt.com. If you search for Craig Foster or Dineline Golf, I've probably got, I don't know, 20 or 30 free videos in there with me and with Steve Elkington. And if you dig, you can learn how to do this without paying a penny, you know. So it takes a little digging. You know, I'm not going to force feed this down anybody's throat, but if you're interested, you can find out how to do it. I just want to help you get better.
Excellent. I got it. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Craig Foster.
Great. Yeah, I hope you're feeling better soon, Danielle. Getting out there.
Wait a second. Both of us are in recovery mode here. How are you? I hope you are feeling much better, and that everything, you're going to keep me up to date on how everything is going with you, right?
Thank you. I'm rocking. So thank you very much.
Awesome. Fantastic. I'm not there yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay.
Thank you. Aloha. And we're going to come back.
Okay, aloha, Daniel.
Thank you very much. Aloha. And Garrett Johnston, he is on the road. I bet when he was Jason Day winning, we just got to talk to him because, you know, Australian. Right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system was engineered with four distinct drive modes that adapt to your every mood. Switch from fuel-saving econ to normal mode. Its responsive personality means the TLX is as thrilling as you make it. Now switch to sport mode. It offers quick response and more agility. It also enhances the natural sound of the engine. And with the world's first 8-speed dual clutch transmission with torque converter, it will respond instinctively to your will with rapid and smooth shifts.
And its Sport Plus mode, the harder you drive, the more dynamic the TLX feels, as it taps its full performance potential.
So, come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX with Sport Plus mode. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Hey, welcome back on this windy day. And we've got from, I'm not sure where he is, because I think the last time we talked together, Garrett Johnson had gone to the PGA show after being on the West Coast. He went to Waste Management, then he went to Humana. He was at the PGA show, and he was, and I looked at our notes from the last time. Garrett Johnson, welcome to the show.
How are you, Danielle? Good morning.
Good morning. I was looking at our notes from the last time we talked. You were expecting Tiger Woods' 80th win. Not that you were expecting it. We all were expecting. That was last year. And you said something about that he doesn't look too refreshed after 3 weeks off. How are you? Where have you been, and where are you going?
Where am I going with Tiger?
No, sir. Where have you been? What tournaments have you covered so far?
Yeah, I've had a chance to cover the last four. This is here at Pebble today, and started at Humana for 2015, did Humana, and, of course, your Wasted Management Phoenix Open, as we joke about, and Torrey Pines last week, and then this week at Pebble. So four in a row, and enjoying the stories that are coming to the forefront with Tiger out of the mix for the immediate future. We've got a lot of young guns to keep an eye on.
I'm thrilled to see Brant Snedeker. He's one of my favorite people on tour, not just golfers, just people. And when he went into the slump that he went into and not being able to find that reliable putter, he could just rely on that putter. Where did it go? And he found it. Tell us about this past couple of days at Pebble.
Oh, well, I'm glad you started with Brant because, yes, to your point about his run of good putting, that was just 2 years ago when he won this event, the AT&T. That was kind of a culmination of his hot streak before he got injured. He actually injured himself. It was the intercostal muscle in his, his midsection. Injured himself on the 14th hole at that final day at Pebble Beach. He ended up getting the win, but remember, he pushed Phil Mickelson very hard at the Phoenix Open just the week before. And you know, Brant is a streaky player. He's a very good putter. He's got that pop stroke, as they talk about. And Brant, to your point, has such a great attitude, and is a great person to interview. And he's just very friendly with the fans. And any fans, any listeners out there, you get a chance to go to a PGA Tour event. Brant Snedeker will look you in the eye, and he just has a good attitude, a good perspective toward life.
Yes, he does. He does. Now, there's a couple of Australians in the mix this week. Where are you from?
I'm from Sacramento, California.
Yeah, but do you spend much time in Australia, or do you just write for Australian publications?
I'm their American correspondent. I have not been lucky enough to get out to the Gold Coast, Australia, New Zealand yet, but hopefully one of these days.
Well, I'm looking at a fellow that we know very little about, but you must know, Matt Jones.
Matt's a great player. Of course, last year was huge for him to break through the week before the Masters. At the 11th hour, Danielle, he broke through and made it, punched his ticket to Augusta with his first win. Just last April, and the emotion of that win, he beats Matt Kuchar, the steady Eddie, in a playoff at Houston. He chipped in for that birdie. I mean, talk about a sensational finish. Talk about a hello world moment for Matty Jones. Big time for him. He's a very pretty approachable guy, and he has a game that we're seeing is traveling well at the moment.
Fantastic. And Jason Day. Jason Day won last week at Torrey Pines.
That's right. Of course, coming off the win and confidence. A lot of people talk about Torrey Pines being a bomber's course, Danielle. They say, hey, listen, the bombers are the guys that score with their driver. Scott Stallings won it last year with his driver. But Jason Day, he seems to compete well anywhere he tees it up. And I love his commitment this year. I asked him during his press conference on Wednesday, I said, Jason, you've talked so much about consistency. How important is that for you throughout the season, especially as you look at the majors and how much you want to win a major? And he said the big thing is just finding, trusting his game down the stretch. He's got a great caddy, Danielle, Colin Swafford. They call him Cole. Very, very good caddy. They have a very cool working relationship. And I think down the stretch, as we've seen them in Augusta, how close they came in 2013, they could have been the first Australian, or I should say Jason could have been the first Australian to win a Masters. Of course, Adam Scott ended up taking that in the end, but Jason has put himself in position. He's challenged Rory McIlroy in majors. He's got some second-place finishes at the highest level. This week, I expect Jason Day to have a good finish. He knows the course. He's played it with the last 4 or 5 years here on tour, and he's in a good place right now. He's got his son Dash at home, a youngster with the long hair. And, of course, Ellie Day, his wife. What a sweet person as well. They've got a great thing going. Team Day is trending upward.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, and now speaking of Adam Scott, he's taking quite, how long is he taking off? 3 months? Seems like he's been gone forever.
Well, doesn't it almost seem like we're being robbed by watching, from watching one of the best players in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the plan for him is to make his first start, and he's been doing this last couple of years, Danielle, at the Honda Classic over there in Florida. Yeah, I know he had been starting at L.A., which is coming up this week at Riviera. That was his kind of traditional start for a while here on tour, but now he's waiting all the way, as you said, a three-month break, and hopefully we will see an Adam Scott, who is really one of the humble heroes, if you will, out there on tour. With his game, his length, he's one heck of a player to follow, whether you're out here at an event walking or whether you're watching it at home. That swing is as pretty as silk, that's for sure.
Yes, and he's got a great putter, too. And, you know, of course, the question after next year or this year, 2016, it's around the corner. Anchored putters, bye-bye. You know, Adam Scott, what are you going to do? That's the question. But it's so difficult. I mean, Adam Scott is able to keep a marriage secret. The birth of his baby, has that happened already?
Well, with Adam, just with anything with him, he's so even-keeled. And when it comes to the putting, when it comes to his family, I mean, what a balance he brings in every area of his life. From what we observe, from what he tells the media, what he tells fans, the guy just has a very peaceful way about him. I love his attitude. And I think that bodes well in, as you said, with this anchoring issue. He's gotta turn it in. He's gotta turn it in with the receipt. December what? Was the end of this year, right?
Yes.
And
exactly.
You gotta go to the short putter if you're Adam Scott, as does the rest of the world. So we will see how he adjusts. We're already seeing other guys like Keegan Bradley, who also uses the belly putter. We're seeing him already go to the shorter one. So. Yeah. We're going to have to see how Adam adjusts, but I like his attitude. I think that attitude will sustain him for the rest of his career.
Fantastic. Well put. Billy Horschel is at the top of the leaderboard with Matt Jones, Brent Snedeker, Jason Hadley, Justin Hicks, David Hearn, Kevin Chappell, Glenn Day, Jordan Spieth, John Curran, Nick Watney, Jim Furyk. Jim Furyk, this is his first event since taking some time off. And he looks very comfortable and very, how is he doing?
Well, Furyk is the kind of guy you want to, obviously he plays so well almost every event. I mean, is there a can we name a tournament he doesn't play well in? That's what I'm struggling with right now. I mean, name a venue. Sure, there's some bomber courses out there. He's not as long of a hitter as some of these guys at Torrey Pines from last week. But Jim Furyk at Pebble Beach, Jim Furyk at the major venues, at Augusta, at the PGA Championship, where he almost won in 2013, at Oak Hill, he was in the final group. I mean, Furyk's game is so consistent, and you got to love Slup Cowan as caddy with that mustache, you know, Tiger's old caddy from the 97 Masters. Yeah. Oh, what a team they are. Jim is very, very consistent in terms of his mental approach. He's extremely personable, too. If you get out to a tournament, he looks players and fans in the eye, and he looks to the media, and he's just a pleasure to be around, Danielle. I like his game in terms of being able to play well this weekend. He has the experience. You know, he has really a great track record at in third rounds in general. Historically, Jim Furyk makes a good move in third rounds. So I like him today to make a move, and we'll see how he does this weekend. It's so hard to win on the tour right now, though. Those names you mentioned, Danielle, there's so many players that could win this thing, and that's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. It's fantastic for the tour. We've got 2 minutes left, and I want you to tell me, I know you came to this interview, this conversation, with something that you wanted to tell us about. What is that?
Well, the biggest thing for this season on tour, and the biggest thing for this week for me, finding and talking to Dustin Johnson. There's so many names that sound similar. Justin Thomas.
Yes.
But Dustin Johnson is the guy to keep an eye on for this entire year. He's in a great place. The old bomber from South Carolina, Danielle. I spent some good time with him on Tuesday, about half an hour with him, and then I walked 13 holes with Dustin and his caddy, who is his brother, Austin Johnson. Those guys are in a great, great mood right now. Dustin just had his first son, Tatum, and his obviously Paulina Gretzky is overjoyed as well, and Dustin's in a great place mentally. He's so happy with his personal life, his family, Danielle, and it's spilling over to his game. I mean, what natural talent he has. Coming off a six-month break, this guy is refreshed. He's got a great mentor in the great one, Wayne Gretzky, and just an attitude and a game is sustainable, I think, for this whole season.
And he's playing well.
He is, yeah. He's in the mix this weekend. We'll see how he finishes.
Excellent. You know, as always, you'll have to come and join me in the clubhouse. Tell me where you are going next, and we'll figure out our schedule together. Does that sound like a plan?
Sounds good, Danielle.
Thank you very much for being on the show, because right now you can go turn on your television, and you can see everything that Garrett Johnson's been talking about, sports journalist and video producer, golf writer, the American correspondent for the New Zealand Golf Magazine, Hong Kong golfer, Inside Golf Australia, and guest correspondent for today's Golfer UK. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Thank you, Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be used by anyone, anywhere, because you can monitor. You can tell somebody, could you go check, honey, would you go check on honey, I'm not going to check on anything, but your whole family can check on the what's going on in the house. You want to know what's going on in the house? That's right, CCTV. You can monitor anywhere in the world on your laptop or your smartphone. It's Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discounts at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a big old custom home that you've just put together and you want everything to be just right, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. It's your plumbing. It's Creative Plumbing. and Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment for protection for your home or your business, for your concert or your special events. Get the Star Team on your property. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.